Trusted news from your community. Hear local voices from local radio, KRJB, KRJM, and RJBroadcasting.com. Good afternoon. I'm Joe Lancello. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning across the region. Affected counties in Minnesota in our listening area are Norman, Manoman, Clay, Becker, Otter Tail, Todd, Wadena, and Wilkin counties. And in North Dakota, Trail, Barnes, Cass, Eddy, Griggs, Ransom, Richland, Sargent, and Steele counties. This red flag warning goes into effect at 1 this afternoon until 6 o'clock this evening. A red flag warning means fires can spread quickly and grow out of control under the predicted weather conditions, including low relative humidity and strong winds. Again, that red flag warning from 1 this afternoon until 6 p.m. for the listening area. The White Earth Nation held its annual State of the Nation address yesterday at the Shooting Star Casino in Manoman. Each member of the White Earth RBC spoke about the past year and what they have planned for 2026 and beyond. White Earth Tribal Chairman Michael Fairbanks talks about his and the RBC's goals for 2026 and beyond.
Well, one of them, you know, we talked about earlier, I think the bulk of us, I'm talking to the Tribal Council, is that, you know, the 638 process with IHS and being self-determined and you know, creating that separation between the governments and then, you know, signing that AFA, the annual funding agreement with them, and then us creating our health board and creating a good health system for White Earth Nation. And I bring this up all the time. It's always about having those relationships with not only our federal partners, our state partners, and our county partners. And these are things that we, logistically wise, that we're always, you know, doing our due diligence when it comes to creating these relationships. So I think this is something I'm proud of with our council and working together as five members that are working hard for our nation, that we want to provide the best services, the best, you know, programming, you know, the best for our citizens.
You can hear our full conversation with Chairman Fairbanks through the link within this story at rjbroadcasting.com. A 16-year-old suspect is in custody after three adults were shot at an apartment in Bemidji yesterday afternoon. Bemidji police and Beltrami County Sheriff's deputies responded around 4:40 p.m. to an apartment where they found three adults who had been shot. Bemidji police officers gave first aid and learned the suspect was 16 years old. He fled southbound toward 15th Street Northwest carrying a handgun. The victims were taken to Sanford Hospital with critical injuries. The hospital was locked down as a precaution while law enforcement searched for the suspect. The suspect surrendered at the Bemidji Law Enforcement Center at 6:40 p.m. yesterday without incident. The Red River Valley sugar beet planting season is underway, but progress has been varying across the valley. Harrison Weber of the Red River Valley Sugar Beet Growers explains.
Definitely correct on variability from conditions. You know, I think that plays into who received moisture last fall, late last fall, and who didn't. And then certainly this spring already with the first rainstorm that we had in the Southern Valley. But yeah, you know, there's places that are a hair on the dry side and then places still too wet. I was up in Cavalier yesterday and drove the back roads, and you know, still some puddles out there in certain places, and then other areas guys are going and dust is flying. So yeah.
Walsh also says planting activity has been picking up as of late.
Over the last couple of days here, certainly have seen a lot more activity valley-wide. As we sit here this morning, we're right around 250,000 acres planted at American Crystal, so it's right around, you know, probably 60-ish% valley-wide, a little more than that. And so, yeah, we're making progress and we're rocking and rolling.
Weber says one thing that's consistent across the Red River Valley is that the ground is still too cold. Ada Borup West fifth graders spent yesterday morning at the Norman County Courthouse in Ada learning about the law. Judge Annie Clausen Hughesby talked about the judicial system and then students participated in a mock trial. The subject wasn't ripped from today's headlines, but from a book of bedtime stories.
I invited Alex in, but B.B. Wolf is not welcome at my house.
Did you ask B.B. Wolf to leave?
Yes.
Did B.B. Wolf leave?
No.
What happened?
B.B. Wolf huffed and puffed and blew my house down.
Judge Clausen Hughesby says it's a joy to teach young students about the judicial branch.
This is one of my favorite days and something that I'm really interested in. It's a passion that I have. Number one, I, of course, love the law, and it's an opportunity for me to pass on this love of the law to the next generation.
We have a photo from Thursday's mock trial with this story at rjbroadcasting.com. Earlier this year, the state of Minnesota updated their traffic laws when it comes to stopping for school buses during pickup and drop-off. Polk County Sheriff Jim Tadman runs down these new rules.
You know, March 26, the law changed to require drivers to stop at least 20 feet away from a school bus whenever the red lights are flashing. Now, the big thing with that is the stop arm does not need to be fully extended. And I think that was the amended part is, you know, people seeing the flashers start coming on and they don't see the arm come out. So I can go by it, you know, and then that's where all the crashes or incidences ended up happening. So the new requirement aims to remove confusion and clarify expectations for every driver on the road. You know, like what changed in the past, some drivers waited until the stop arm was fully extended before stopping, you know, and that's no longer the case. And the simple rule is when a school bus's red lights begin flashing, you must stop. No exceptions, at least 20 feet away from the bus, applies whether the stop arm is extended or not, applies when approaching from behind the bus, and applies to oncoming traffic on an undivided road. So both ways have to be, and it removes the guesswork is what they're talking about. And the school bus drivers give advance warning before stopping. Drivers should slow down, pay attention, anticipate school children and buses, especially in your neighborhoods. And
in Minnesota, punishment for failing to stop for a school bus includes fines that can range up to $1,000 for a first offense, while repeat offenders may face increased fines and potential misdemeanor charges. Drivers may also receive points on their driving record, which will affect their insurance rates. The Minnesota Fishing Opener is this weekend. Nathan Olson from the Minnesota DNR Fisheries Office in Detroit Lakes has some things you should keep in mind for a successful opener. Olson says with the water still being very cold, you'll want to look for shallow and or flowing water.
We had that swath of snow that came through weirdly, you know, so I mean, even if you get into Otter Tail or Douglas County, you know, a little bit to the south of us, you know, they didn't really have the snowfall that we had that really delayed ice out for us kind of up around here. So water temps as of, you know, that we're talking today, they're still probably in the low 50s, if not a little bit, maybe even in the high 40s now. We've had some pretty cold nights, but people should probably plan to be experiencing some cold water. And so the big deal then is just to try to find the warmest water that you can find. And that might be going to some smaller lakes or going to shallower lakes where you can find some of that warmer water. If you can find flowing water too, is always helpful. You know, a lot of the fish, you know, even though they've already spawned, they still are attracted to that flowing water. There's a lot of shiners and minnows and stuff too that are kind of up in the shallows too.
There's more information about the Minnesota fishing season on the Minnesota DNR website. We have a link to that with this story at rjbroadcasting.com. Dry, warm, and smoky. Those are three words meteorologists are using to describe the upcoming Minnesota summer. RNJ News' Preston DeVille tells us more.
Meteorologists with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency predict an active air quality season this summer. Matt Tarleton, an MPCA meteorologist, stated that this summer conditions are lining up for several air quality alert days, so staying air aware is more important than ever. The agency says this summer's ozone and wildfire smoke outlook is similar to conditions seen in the state in 2024. With a global El Nino weather pattern, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency predicts warmer and drier conditions this summer, with the potential for elevated local fire activity in 12 to 16 days affected by wildfire smoke. Additionally, Minnesota is poised to have slightly above average year for ozone impacts. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency predicts the state will see 4 to 6 days this summer when ozone levels are high enough to be considered unhealthy for sensitive groups. While everybody can be affected by smoke or ozone, the Minnesota Pollution Control says those at a higher risk of health complications include outdoor workers, older adults, children, those who are pregnant, and those who have heart or lung conditions. The agency advises limiting outdoor activities during unhealthy air days. Daily Air Quality Index, or AQI, reports are available on the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency's website, and the agency sends out air quality alerts through social media. Reporting news for RNJ News, I'm Preston DeVille.
Once again, a red flag warning is in effect for northwest Minnesota and eastern North Dakota from 1 this afternoon until 6 p.m. Affected counties are Norman, Mahnomen, Becker, Clay, Otter Tail, Todd, Wadena, and Wilkin counties in Minnesota. And in North Dakota, Trail, Barnes, Cass, Eddy, Griggs, Ransom, Richland, Sargent, and Steele counties. News from your community is reported by your local news team. From KRJB, KRJM, I'm Joe Lancello.